5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Some good news about Skywatch TV's ongoing virtual conference coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, Ukraine. A wave of airstrikes from Russia hit Ukraine on Tuesday. Authorities all across the country reporting attacks on energy and other facilities, knocking out power, and in the capital of Kyiv, struck residential buildings. These strikes came as air raid alerts were issued all across Ukraine. This followed days of celebrating the withdrawal of Russian forces from the southern city of Kherson, withdrawing to the east bank of the Dnipro River, which, militarily speaking, is a more defensible position. But within Ukraine, it was taken as a military victory. Russia has, in recent weeks, taken increasingly to targeting the power grid and using Ukraine's rather harsh winter as a weapon, leaving Ukrainians in the cold and dark. I will say again, as I've said before, that regardless of who one points the finger at for this conflict between Russia and the West, really a proxy war between Russia and the United States, it is the Ukrainian people who are paying the price. Topic number 4, Davos in the desert. Gathering in Saudi Arabia about 3 weeks ago that I overlooked, but some of the news sources I look at are paying attention to this. A gathering of a group called the Future Investment Initiative. This was the 6th gathering, although the first one met in 2017, the annual gatherings interrupted by the COVID pandemic. The FII has come to rival the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, and the annual meeting in the summer in China called the New Champions Forum. The Future Investment Initiative, when you start reading the guest list here, you begin to see, like, we probably should be paying attention to what these folks are talking about. This was a showcase, of course, for Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, but guests included Jamie Dimon and David Solomon, the CEOs of J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, respectively. Along with them, Stephen Schwarzman, a billionaire with the Blackstone Group, founder of the world's largest hedge fund, Ray Dalio, former President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is now running his own private equity fund backed by Saudi Arabia, as is former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Other speakers included Ben Horowitz, one of the world's best-known venture capitalists, and Sam Bankman-Fried, who's been in the news lately, the former CEO of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, who saw his personal net worth drop from $16 billion to zero last week. Well, this is probably the 30-year-old Bankman-Fried's last public forum for quite some time. No cabinet officials or senior staff from the Biden White House, which is not surprising, given that Mohammed bin Salman and the Saudis basically slapped the White House with its refusal to increase production to lower oil prices and gasoline prices here in the United States ahead of the midterm elections. But this conference agenda, even though it's not affiliated with the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab did not attend, nor did any WEF executives, but their agenda is very, very similar. Topics including artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, and investing, the real focus of the event, promoting a new global order, and the investment principles of environmental, social, and governance, or ESG. In other words, basically the same things promoted by the World Economic Forum and the United Nations through its Agenda 2030. We'll have to keep an eye on this group going forward. Topic number 3, stone tablets on Sinai. Meanwhile, as this week the COP27 climate summit continues at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, an Israeli environmental activist smashed mock tablets of stone on a mountain, Jebel al-Musa, or Mount of Moses. This is believed by some people to be Mount Sinai, which is why they chose this particular location. It's near Sharm el-Sheikh. It symbolizes the world's failure to protect the planet. This idea was hatched in the run-up to the COP27 climate conference at Sharm el-Sheikh. Solar energy and entrepreneur Yosef Abramowitz, David Myron Wapner, who chairs the Jerusalem-based Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development. The Sinai Climate Partnership was announced at COP27, brings together the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, the Elijah Interfaith Institute, the Peace Department, United Nations Faith for Earth Initiative, and Abramowitz's company Gigawatt Global, along with the Israeli environmental advocacy organization Adam Teva V'Din. The group read from a list of 10 principles for climate repentance. Again, not coincidental that they're doing this at a site believed by many to be Mount Sinai. 10 principles for climate repentance. We are stewards of this world. Creation manifests divinity. They've got this wrong way round. Everything in life is interconnected. Do no harm. Look after tomorrow. Rise above ego for our world. Change our inner climate. Repent and return. Every action matters. Use mind. Open heart. The 10 principles for climate repentance. So broad as to essentially be meaningless. Everyone reading these will read their own interpretations into those 10. This is a symbolic echo of what Moses did on Mount Sinai, the smashing of the stone tablets. And as such, there's no other way to see this as, frankly, blasphemous. And Jebel Musa at Sharm el-Sheikh is not Mount Sinai anyway. Topic number 2, save the children. A disturbing news last week from the Department of Labor. Court documents filed last Wednesday claim that a leading sanitation company here in the U.S. is accused of employing dozens of children to clean the killing floors of slaughterhouses during graveyard shifts. This according to the Department of Labor. At least 31 children, some as young as age 13, working overnight cleaning shifts at 3 facilities in Nebraska and Minnesota. These practices would violate the Fair Labor Standards Act, which prohibits oppressive child labor and minors from working in many types of hazardous employment, including working inside slaughterhouses. Initial evidence includes or indicates that this company, Packers Sanitation Services Incorporated, or PSSI, may also employ more children at similar conditions, under similar conditions, at other facilities around the country. 400 other sites around the country that PSSI is contracted to clean, in addition to the 31 at the 3 plants named in the court documents filed last week. Interviews with the kids, this is kind of buried about 8 paragraphs down in the story. Interviews with the kids were conducted in Spanish, which is their first language, meaning that these children were imported into the United States specifically to work these dangerous, dirty jobs. Child trafficking, perhaps uncovered by the Department of Labor, although this is not what it's called in the stories about this particular case. PSSI has been owned by a series of private equity funds since 2007. It employs 17,000 employees at more than 700 locations nationwide. Of course, the official position of the company is that they knew nothing about this. Coming up, we'll end on a happier story. Dog walks into a police station, and some good news about Skywatch TV's ongoing virtual conference straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in three brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, a dog walks into a police station, which sounds like the setup to a joke, but it actually happened. A missing border collie walked into a police station in England, Leicestershire. I hope I pronounced that right. This was last Friday. Got lost, was out for a walk with its owner. Rosie escaped from her owner. There's also a Labrador in that household, the Harper household. The Labradors, they tend to be a little more, obedient. Border collies, really smart, need to have a job. Anyway, her owner frantically searched for her, couldn't find her. And then an hour later, Rosie walks into the police station. Now, the media reports here, the Daily Mail, the Mirror, the BBC reporting that she turned herself in. Anyone who knows border collies know that what Rosie was actually doing was going to the police to report a missing human. They are highly intelligent dogs. SkyWatch TV's ongoing virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. I had been telling you that there were 90 days access to this conference from the date that it launched, which was February 4th, or November 4th, rather, which meant that you'd access through February 4th. The 90 days is now from the day you sign up. So if you sign up now and you can sign up through February 4th, you get 90 days access from the day you sign up. So regardless of when you sign up, if you didn't make the sign-up date by the launch date, November 4th, no fear, you still get 90 days access. So take advantage of this. 3 months access to watch 24 cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, whose talk on the Kings of the East, what's happening with China right now, very, very timely, as well as the 6 feature-length documentaries from SkyWatch Films. Again, 90 days access from the day you sign up. You find out more and sign up now at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. There are some Christians who believe that Jesus is not the same as the God of the Old Testament, that the personalities are fundamentally different, and so therefore they cannot be the same. Now, if you're watching this program, you're probably not one of those Christians. But the fact is, all of us need to be reminded that Jesus is all through the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. And that is the focus of Tom Horn's new work. It's a three-volume set, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. And we're beginning a six-week series of broadcasts about that three-volume set, co-authored with Donna Howell. And you'll find out some fascinating things about Jesus and how creation cries out to his existence. Don't miss our program. It is broadcast, every week all over the country. And you'll find the broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. Of course, you can watch it right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV. Just add the Skywatch TV app to your set-top box or download our free app to your smartphone or tablet. You don't need to watch it on a small screen, by the way. If you get our free app, you can cast it if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, which means probably connected to the internet. You can cast the video from your smartphone or tablet directly to your television set through Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. No wires needed. This is the wave of the future, and our app gets you all of our video content as well as important news updates three times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. It is absolutely free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And to make it easy for you, we've got links to the app stores posted at our website, skywatchtv.com, which also has all the videos there anyway. You can watch all the videos there as well. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.